Good morning. A very busy Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We always do this. It's very important. Be careful out there. Snow, sleet mixing in, heavier snow to the north in the listening area all throughout eastern New York and western New England today, and the morning commute rather sloppy. I know you and I had quite a time coming to work this morning, Alan.
David, I came in very, very early because I just figured, you know, it's a pretty fun drive. I have to be there. Ordinarily, I would have had the good sense to stay home, which is what I hope everybody else will do. If you have an ability to stay home, stay home. Because when I came in, I can tell you that the roads were sheer ice, and I was scared. It is not good out there. Don't do it if you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm going to scold you, Alan. You shouldn't have done it, and they shouldn't do it.
Exactly right.
Well, you mentioned the fun drive, and there's no more important thing than keeping this radio station going. $745,004 in that lockbox right now. We're getting closer to that 800, but the fun drive starts Monday at 6 a.m.
David, we have to have $800,000 to do justice to this. There's big things happening in the land, and we better know it, and we better be covering it, and everybody knows it. WAMC is a station that has been made cooperatively. We all made it together, and we all have to keep it together. And thanks to all of those people who have put all of that money in already. I mean, that's incredible. Think of the thousands of people who have already given to the fund drive. Lady calls up yesterday and says, tell that Chartok I'm not giving him any money. Well, radio is supposed to be free. People have a thousand different reasons not to give, as my twin Lewis always used to say. Nevertheless, there's only one good reason to give, and that's because you believe that this radio station's there, that you have a responsibility, just like I do, just like David does, just like everybody does, to keep it going. If it's $5, that's great, and a lot of people are giving $1,000 because it's $3 a day, but there'll be no distinction made. Whatever it is you can do, but it's so important to get to the $800,000 mark. I'd love to do it before Friday because, yeah, you get some money during the weekends, and we're going to have a very special challenge this weekend, but we'll see.
WAMC.org is how to put something in and pay it forward. Well, we knew this all along, Alan. The President of the United States has been acquitted now in the Senate trial. The outlier there, Mitt Romney, making headlines as a result of voting to convict him. We know that the President is going to speak at noon today. I'm guessing he will have something to say about his acquittal.
Well, he's beating his chest already and saying, the White House is saying, full acquittal, not guilty. But if you listen carefully to at least a handful of Republican senators who I think represent an awful lot of the others, they say, yeah, he shouldn't have done it. Well, he did, and he will keep doing the wrong thing. There are those Republican senators saying things like, well, you know what? He's learned his lesson. Baloney. This is not a guy who learns his lesson. As I have pointed out so often, Freud says character is born very early in life and you carry it with you, and you look at the failed businesses and leaving people who he owes money on the hook. This is just who this guy is, and he will take this as a sign he can go forward and get away with anything.
Well, and in this whole impeachment trial, there's never been a question of whether he would be acquitted in the Senate. So here we go again to the ballot box in November. Do the Democrats have anybody that's going to pull this off?
Well, look, we have to let the process go through. They haven't distinguished themselves. The Democrats haven't. You know that in the Iowa thing, it was a complete debacle. And we know that it was a sign to many people that the Democrats don't know what they're doing. Let's face it. I don't like it, but it does appear that they really blew it. And the only thing I can say is if they keep on blowing it, Donald Trump is going to win. On the other hand, I'm not a big fan of all of those oh, woe is me-ers who are saying, oh, he's going to win, he's going to win, he's going to win, because that becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy. And I don't believe he is going to win. I think that when people take a look at the misogyny and the terrible things that he has said about women and where you grab them and what you do and the kinds of off-putting that he has done with all of our allies around the world, I think the American people are smart, and I think when it comes down to it, they're going to do their thing. Now, I happen to believe you go with your strongest candidate in order to get rid of Trump. To me, that candidate is looking more and more like Mike Bloomberg, to be honest with you. Bernie Sanders is a good dream for the Republicans. They want him because they're going to yell communist and socialist, and this country is a middle-range country. I voted for Bernie Sanders against Hillary Clinton. I thought at the time a message had to be sent. But I think at this stage of the game, the Democrats better recognize that if they want to win, they got to have a winning candidate.
I'm playing the cynic for a moment, though, Alan, but doesn't the president have that power of the bully pulpit? He can claim the narrative now, I'm acquitted, repeat it over and over and over and over again. And that alone gives him an edge just being an incumbent, doesn't it?
Of course. Many presidents have won second terms. Jimmy Carter didn't. And as you know, Papa Bush didn't. So it's possible to beat an incumbent. I think, you know, what is scary in this country is the 90%+ of people in the Republican Party who say, no matter what we know about him, no matter how offensive he is, he's getting it done and we want him. And so the Democrats have got to do the same thing. To me, the purples are the big answer. The people who are in the middle, who are independent voters, who are good Americans, and who say, this is leading us towards totalitarianism. This isn't right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Well, we can't have any of the conversations that you hear each and every day on this radio station without you. You got to put something into that lockbox now at wamc.org.
And again, thank you to the thousands of people who have already put something in and who say, let me help. If you haven't done it yet, please be one of those people, okay? After 9 o'clock, 1-800-323-9262. Or right now, go to wamc.org and say, count me in. I'll help put up the barn.